Okay, welcome to Electrical Learning. This is going to be the first lesson in Electrical Learning. Basically, the way this plays out is I'm going to read you questions, wait 5 seconds, and then give you the answer. That way you can basically listen to that and make a decision in your mind what your answer is, and then you can learn the correct answer. Listen to this over and over again until you get this section down. Here we go. The recommended voltage drop on power heating and lighting feeders should be limited to what percent? 3%. Ground fault protection equipment as specified in section 23095 shall be provided for feeder disconnects rated at what amperes or more in a solidly grounded Y system with greater than 150 volts to ground but not exceeding 600 volts phase to phase. The answer is 1000 amperes. Branch circuit feeders and service calculations. In determining the lighting load for a listed occupancy, the unit load per square foot shall be computed from the blank dimensions of the building. That's the outside dimensions. The lighting unit load for a store is how many volt amps per square foot? Answer: 3 volt amps. What is the volt amperage rating for an outlet for a heavy duty lamp holder? Answer: 600 volt amps. The load for a 20 amp branch circuit supplying an exterior sign shall be computed at not less than blank volt amps. That's 1200 volt amps. Sign and outline lighting outlets shall be computed at a maximum of blank volt amps in a commercial building. Answer: 1200 volt amps. The minimum feeder allowance for a show window lighting is blank volt amperes per linear foot. Answer: 200 volt amps. Loads for structural additions to an exiting dwelling unit or to a previously unwired portion of an exiting dwelling unit, either of which exceeds blank square feet, shall be computed at 3 volt amps per square foot. Answer: 500 square feet. The load for the fluorescent fixtures is calculated by the rating of the blank and not the total watts of the lamps. The ballast. Answer: ballast. For track lighting in other than dwelling units or guest rooms of hotels or motels, an additional load of 150 volt amps shall be included for every blank feet of lighting track or fraction thereof. Answer: 2 feet. Feeders for fixed electric space heating loads shall be computed at blank percent of the total connected load. Answer: 100%. In a single family dwelling, the feeder load shall be computed at blank volt amps for each two-wire small appliance branch circuit. Answer: 1500 volt amps. In a single-family dwelling, the feeder load shall be computed at blank volt amps for each two-wire laundry branch circuit. Answer: 1500 volt amps. It shall be permissible to apply demand factor of blank percent to the nameplate rating load of 4 or more appliances fashioned in place, other than electric ranges, clothes dryers, space heating equipment, or air conditioning equipment that are served by the same feeder or service in a one-family, two-family, or multifamily dwelling? Answer, 75%. What is the demand factor percentage for six households' electric clothes dryer? Answer, 75%. What is the total load for 17 12.3 kilovolt amp ranges? Answer, 32 kVA. The smaller of two dissimilar loads to be omitted in calculating the load on a feeder if it is unlikely that both loads will be connected. Answer, simultaneously. Okay, moving on. The neutral feeder conductor must be capable of carrying the maximum unbalanced load, is the answer. What percentage is used to calculate the feeder neutral load for a household range? Answer, 70%. For a four-wire, three-phase system, a further demand factor of what percent shall be permitted on the neutral load for that portion of the unbalanced load in excess of 200 amps? Answer, 70%. A blank percent reduction of the neutral feeder capability is allowed for what portion of the load that consists of electric discharge lighting, electric computer data processing, or similar equipment supplied for a four-wire, Y-connected three-phase system? Answer, 0%. What size neutral conductor is required for a three-phase, four-wire, Y-connected service that feeds electric discharge lighting with ungrounded conductors of 250 kcmil THH copper? Answer, 250 kcm copper. In an additional calculation for a dwelling unit, the first 10 kVA of the general calculated load is figured at 100%. What is the remainder figured at? Answer, 40%. The second largest individual load for a total farm load is allowed a demand factor of what percent? Answer, 75%. Article 225, outside branch circuits and feeders. Overhead spans of open individual conductors rated at 600 volts or less shall not exceed blank feet for number 10, AWG copper. Answer, 50 feet. Overhead conductors used for festoon lighting shall not be smaller than blank AWG unless the conductors are supported by a messenger wire. Answer, 12 AWG. In spans of festoon lighting that exceeds 40 feet, the messenger wire shall be supplied by strain insulators. That's the answer. Conductors on poles were not placed on racks or brackets shall be separated no less than blank inches. 12 inches. Answer. Overhead spans of open branch circuit conductors installed over a residential driveway must have a minimum clearance of blank feet, 12 feet. Answer. Conductors of not over 600 volts shall have a clearance from signs, chimneys, radio and television antennas, tanks, and other non-building structures of blank feet, vertically, diagonally, and horizontally. Answer, 3 feet. The disconnecting means for each supply for more than one building or structure permitted by section 225.3 shall consist of not more than blank switches or circuit breakers mounted in a single enclosure, in a group or separate enclosure, or in or on a switchboard. Answer 6. For installation consisting of not more than two wire branch circuits, the feeder or branch circuit disconnecting means shall have a rating of not less than 30 amperes. Answer, 30 amperes. Article 230, services. Two or more services shall be permitted where the capability requirements are in excess of blank amperes at a supply voltage of 600 volts or less. Answer, 2,000 amperes. Service conductors shall be considered outside of a building or other structures where installed under not less than blank inches of concrete beneath a building. Answer, 2 inches. Where a service raceway enters a building or structure from an underground distribution system, it shall be sealed in accordance with 300.5G. Spare or unused raceways shall also be, answer, sealed. Service conductors installed as open conductors or multi-conductor cables without an overall outer jacket shall have a clearance of not less than blank feet from windows that are designed to be opened, doors, porches, balconies, ladders, stairs, fire escapes, or similar locations. Answer, 3 feet. Vertical clearance of service conductors, final spans, above or within blank feet, measured horizontally, or platforms, projections, or surfaces which they might be reached, shall be maintained in accordance with 230.24B. Answer, 3 feet. Overhead service drop conductors supplying more than one branch circuit shall not be smaller than blank AWG aluminum. Answer, number 6. Overhead service drop conductors used to supply only limited loads of a single branch circuit shall not be smaller than blank AWG hard drawn copper. Answer, 12 AWG. The minimum clearance for a 100 amp 120 240 volt service drop above a sidewalk accessible only to pedestrians is blank feet. Answer, 10 feet. The minimum height required for a service drop over a residential driveway is blank feet. Answer, 12 feet. The minimum height for a service drop over an orchard subject to vehicular traffic is blank feet. Answer, 18 feet. In no case shall the point of attachment of the service drop conductors to a building or other structure be less than blank feet above finished grade. Answer, 10 feet. Where a service must be used for a support of service drop conductors, it shall be of adequate blank. Answer, strength. Underground service lateral conductors supplying more than one branch circuit shall not be smaller than blank AWG copper. Answer, 8 AWG. The minimum size underground service entrance conductor supplying only limited loads of a single branch circuit is blank AWG copper. Answer, 12 AWG. Liquid tight flexible metal conduit not over blank feet in length is an approved wiring method for service entrance conductors. Answer, 6 feet. Individual open conductors and cables other than service entrance cables shall not be installed within blank feet of grade level or where exposed to physical damage. Answer, 10 feet. Service cable mounted in contact with a building shall be supported at intervals not less than blank inches. Answer, 30 inches. For voltages of 600 or less, individual open service conductors supported at less than 4.5 feet between supports in a location not exposed to weather should be separated by blank inches. Answer, 2 inches. Service heads on service entrance cable, if impractical to locate above the point of attachment, shall be located no more than blank inches from the point of attachment, 24 inches. Answer. The service disconnecting means shall be installed at a blank location, either outside of a building structure or inside nearest the point of entrance of the service conductors. Answer. Readily accessible. And a service disconnecting means, is a service disconnecting means allowed to be installed in a bathroom? Answer, no. Each service disconnect shall be blank marked to identify it as a service disconnect. Answer, permanently. The service disconnecting means may consist of not more than blank switches or circuit breakers. Answer, 6. When 2 to 6 disconnects are grouped together, each disconnect shall be blank to indicate the load served. Marked is the answer. An additional service disconnect means for a legally required standby service shall be installed blank from the 1 to 6 service disconnect means for the normal service. Answer, remote. Each service disconnect shall be simultaneously disconnect all blank service conductors that is controlled from the premises wiring system. Answer, ungrounded. What is the maximum size 3-wire service disconnecting means for a single family dwelling? Answer, 100 amps. May service conductors be connected to the service disconnecting means with solder connections? Answer, no. Are cable limiters or other current limiting devices permitted to be connected to the supply side of the service disconnecting means? Answer, yes. Where the service to a fire pump room is outside the building, the overcurrent protection must be sized to carry the locked rotor current for what period of time? Answer, indefinitely. When the service overcurrent device are locked or sealed or not readily accessible to the occupant, branch circuit overcurrent devices shall be installed on the load side, shall be mounted in a readily accessible location, and shall be of blank ampere ratings than the service overcurrent device. Lower ampere ratings. At what size service disconnect means does ground fault protection need to be provided where the voltage is more than 150 volts to ground but not exceeding 600 volts? Answer, 1,000 amperes. Is ground fault protection required for a 480-277 volt three-phase grounded Y service supplying a continuous industrial process where a orderly shutdown will introduce additional or increased hazards? No, is the answer. Service interest conductors shall not be smaller than blank AWG unless in multi-conductor cable for services exceeding 600 volts normal. Answer, 6 AWG. Overcurrent protection. The allowable ampacity of a conductor is 55 amps. It is considered to be protected if a blank ampere rated fuse is installed. Answer, 60 amps. Where the overcurrent device is rated over blank amperes, the ampacity of the conductor it protects shall be required to be or greater than the rating of the overcurrent device as defined in section 240.6. Answer, 800 amps. Number 18, AWG fixture wire may not exceed blank feet when connected to a 20 amp circuit. Answer, 50 feet. A 16 AWG fixture wire connected to a 120 volt 20 amp circuit may not exceed blank feet in length. Answer, 100 feet. The maximum standard ampere rating of a fuse or fixed strip circuit breaker is blank amps. Answer, 6,000 amps. Is 45 amps a standard amperage rating? Answer, yes. Are circuit breakers or fuses allowed to be factory assembled in parallel if they are listed as a unit? Answer, yes. Listed devices provide equivalent overcurrent protection in a closed-loop power distribution system shall be permitted as a substitute for blank or circuit breakers. Answer, fuses. A 25-foot tap taken from a 100-amp feeder shall have an ampacity of not less than blank amps. Answer, 33.5 amps or half of the feeder rating. The maximum total length of a feeder tap in a high bay manufacturing building without overcurrent protection at the tap is blank feet. Answer, 100 feet. Plug fuses are never permitted in circuit supplied by systems having a ground neutral point, where the line to neutral voltage exceeds blank volts. Answer, 150 volts. The maximum ampere rating of a plug fuse or an Edison base type is blank amps. Answer, 30 amps. What is the maximum voltage rating for a type S fuse? Answer, 125 volts. Fuses shall be plainly marked showing the interpreting rating where other than blank amperes. Answer, 10,000 amperes. Does the NEC require that an electrical operation circuit breaker also be capable of manual operation? Answer, yes. Circuit breakers shall clearly blank whether in open or closed position. Answer, indicate. Circuit breakers rated at blank amps or less than 600 volts or less shall have the ampere ratings molded, stamped, etched, or similarly marked into their handles or areas. Answer, 100 amps. Every circuit breaker having an interpreting rating other than blank ampere shall have its interpreted rating shown on the circuit breaker. Answer, 5,000 amps. Circuit breakers used as switches in 120 volt 277 fluorescent lighting circuits shall be listed and shall be marked what or what. SWD or HID? Answer. Okay, that's going to wrap up this section. Hope you enjoyed this. Hope you learned from it. I would suggest just listening to it over and over again and then see how you do each time.